If you have your Bible, turn with the book of Job, chapter number 19. Job chapter number 19, if you have your place, we'll stand and honor the reading of God's Word. The Bible says this, it says, "Then Job answered and said, How long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have you reproached me. You are not ashamed that you make yourself strange to me. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth with myself. If indeed you will magnify yourselves against me and plead against my reproach, know now that God hath overthrown me and hath compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He hath fenced me up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my path. He hath stripped me of my glory and hath taken the crown from my head. He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and mine hope hath he removed like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, and he counteth me unto him as one of his enemies. His troops come together and raise up their way against me and encamp around about my tabernacle. He hath put my brethren afar from me, and mine acquaintance are verily estranged from me. My kinfolk have failed me, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in my house and my maids count me for a stranger, and I'm an alien in their sight. I called my servant, he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath was strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of mine own body. Yea, young children despised me, and I rose, and they spake against me. All my inward friends that abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, have pity upon ye, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the last day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But ye should say, Why persecute we him, seeing the root and the matter is found in me? Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. We preached Wednesday night and we touched on the subject of a Redeemer's return. And we know from the Word of God that there's a soon coming Savior. Amen. He's coming back. Just like he said, the Bible tells in Acts chapter 1 that the angel said, As you see him go up, so shall he come again. Praise God. And we're looking for that coming of the Lord. Amen. As we see this and we look this morning, I won't preach just a little while. If God will be my help on this thought, the Redeemer liveth. Amen. The Redeemer. Now, if the Redeemer didn't live, there wouldn't be no coming. There wouldn't be no return. But because we know that he lives, praise God, we know that he's coming again. Amen. And I'm thankful for that today. Amen. I like to read in the book of Job. I like to see where he speaks to us. I want to just say today the reason Job was able to go through everything that he endured is because he had a right relationship with the Lord. Amen. If we're ever going to get through this thing, amen, and prosper in the Lord and be victorious in the Lord, then we're going to have a right relationship in the Lord. Now, we try to have relationships and acquaintances in this world, and that's a good thing, but the most important relationship that we can have this morning is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I praise God. When you have that, and you seek that, you desire that, the Holy Ghost of God will move in our hearts, and He'll give us a right relationship. There'll be leadership and guidance, praise God, in all that we endeavor to do. Now we see Job as he's here, and his friends is a sitting about him. Boy, what friends they are. With friends like his, you don't need no enemies. Amen? That's just one of those situations, but they're coming and they're putting him down, and all the things that they're saying, talking about how Job must have sin in his life for God to have dealt with him like he has. But Job begins to say, hey, look, you're supposed to be my friends, and you sat here with me. He said, you know me. You know how I've been. You know how I've acted. He said, but yet you seem like strangers to me. Amen? Praise God. I was thinking about that, how God moves in so many different ways. And God speaks, and one place here, when the first fellow starts to speak to Job, he said, hey, listen, son, we know that you've lifted up people, and that you've encouraged people, and you've been an encouragement, that you helped everywhere in every situation. But, hey, I want to think, praise God, listen, there's sometimes that we just need to quit the but, and that's what billy goats do, and just give God the glory, amen. Praise Him and thank Him for what He's able to do in your heart and mine. He's far exceeds all the expectations of this world. And we see the faith that Job had. Amen. Praise God. He knows it was from the Lord. Praise God. And we can see the man that Job was. You say, what kind of man was he? Look at Job chapter number 1. Job chapter number 1. He tells us the kind of man that Job was. Job chapter number 1. In verse number 1. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was, watch this, perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. Who was Job? Said he was a man from the land of Oz, and he said he was a just man. Praise God. Job, he said, was a perfect man and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. You know what will make a difference in our life? Praise God. When we fear God and eschew evil. What's that mean? It means we run from it. Anything that's not right, praise God, we run from it. Listen, you young people today, you come to an age of accountability when you need to start making decisions for yourself. Amen? And it starts, you need to start at a young age. You don't have to do what people around you do because they do it. Amen? You need to start realizing, amen, when things ain't right and when things are right, and you need to start making right decisions. And listen to me, you're never too young to ask the Lord to help you. Amen? Starts out in kindergarten. Praise the Lord. Asking the Lord to help you to make the right choices, the right decisions. Because there's a whole lot of bad decisions, amen, that can be made in this world. But God Almighty is there, praise God, and we have faith in Him. The kind of man that Job was, praise God, we see it. We see the character of Job. The Bible says he was perfect and upright. And now this is God speaking. Amen. If God said he was perfect and upright, praise God, he was a good man. His character was unflawed. Amen. Praise God. Listen, if we're going to look at people, praise God, let's look at their character. Amen. Look at their character. They got this stuff going on around now in the world. They're trying to tear us all to pieces. But I want to say, praise God, we need to quit looking at skin. We need to quit looking at the color of the skin. And we need to start looking at the character of a man, praise God, and judging them on their character. Amen. The kind of person they are on the inside, it'll come out on the outside. Praise God. Amen. So we need to be a good judge of character. Job was a man of character. Praise God. Not only was he a man of character, he was also a man of compassion. Amen. He had compassion for his folks around him. That's why he was willing to help out where he could. He had compassion for his children. Praise the Lord. We see in verse number 5 of chapter number 1. He said, and it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them. Talking about his children, his sons and his daughters. Amen. They was getting together at one of the brothers' houses, and he said, you know what? I'm going to offer sacrifice. I'm going to pray for them when they get together, that God will help them, direct them, and show them the right way, and they'll go in that direction. Amen, praise God. I believe he started early in the morning. Amen, listen, we need to start praying for our families early in the morning. We need to start lifting them up early in the day, praise God, that they'll go in the right direction. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying we need to have compassion for our children. Now, have compassion for our family members. He said, Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job. Now watch this, continually. Amen. He didn't just do it every now and then when he thought about it, Brother Bill. He had made a habit of praying for his family. He had made a habit of lifting them up to God every day. He done it continually. Amen. He got to the point, praise God, Brother Chris, he didn't have to think about it no more. It come natural. We ought to come to a place in our Christian life to where we begin to pray and ask God to touch our hearts, our homes, our families. And Lord, start with me. Praise God. And it ought to come naturally. Amen. We ought to be able to do it every day. Praise God. You say, do it without thinking. No, we ought to think about it hard. And do it, praise God, because we have compassion or hearts for the lost. So we see him, praise God. We see Job, he was a man of character. He was a man of compassion. But not only was a man of character and compassion, but he was a man of conviction. He had convictions in his heart. He had a conviction in his life, praise God. He tried to live according to the purpose and the plan of God. Amen. We see in Job chapter 1, verse number 20. He said, then Job's they come to Job and they tell him about all the things that's happened. You know, Job was praying. He was lifting up and all these things. You know the story. How the things come upon his family. He lost his animals. He lost his herds. And then they come and tell him. He said, well, they was a great man. A wind, a hurricane come through, a tornado, something like that. He said, it destroyed the four corners of the house where your children were. And they're all killed. They're gone. They're dead. And none's escaped but me. He said, I long to tell you. And Job hears all this, and the Bible says he rose up in verse 1. He said, then Job rose, and he rent his mantle, and he shaved his head, and he fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Now you say, preacher, how could he do that? He just lost all his wealth. He lost all his prosperity. He lost his family. He lost his children. But the Bible said he rose up, he rent his mantle, his heart was broken, praise God, and he fell down on his face and he worshiped God. Amen, praise God. Why? Because he was a man of conviction. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know, a lot of times what we do, as soon as something happens, we'll say, well, God, why did you do that? Amen. We all go through things. We all have to deal with things, praise God. But there's a God of heaven that loves us no matter what we go through. He's there to help us, and he's gave us a promise at the end of the way that one day he's going to scoop us up out of here, draw us unto himself, praise God, and there we'll be. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about Job's children? Praise God, if Job's children loved the Lord, if they were saved, amen, if they was trust the Lord, if they had faith like their father, praise God, God just scooped them out of here and took them on home. Amen. You say, well, they were gone. Job would never see them again. That's a lie of the devil, praise God. Job would see them, praise God, forever one day when he gets over on the other side. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But he was a man of conviction. Look at chapter 2, verse number 9. You know the story. He comes down there, and all this has come upon him. And then he's smitten, and he's fleshed. The old devil comes along, smites him in his flesh. He gets sore bowls from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He's sitting with a piece of broken pottery in ash heaps, and he's scraping them bowls off, trying to get a little bit of relief. And they're from top of his head, soles of his feet, and he's sitting there in them. He's scraping, and his wife comes to him. Now, wives is always supposed to be full of encouragement. That's what they're supposed to be helpmeets. So his old gal comes to him. She said, Job, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Amen. What a help. Amen. She said, you still got your integrity. You still try to retain your integrity. She said, just go ahead and curse God and die. Amen. Boy, if that ain't a fresh bowl from another world. Amen. He said, can you just imagine? Now, this is supposed to be a helpmeet. Amen. Instead of getting down there with him, praying for him, helping him, trying to, encourage him, praise God. She said, just go ahead and curse God and die. But he said unto her, verse number 10, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? You know, bad things come to good people, right? Amen. In this world, they happen. Because we're living in a sin-cursed world. You say, preacher, why me? Why them? But why not them? Why not you? Because we all live in a sin-cursed world. But praise God, we've got a God that's out of this world and encouragement. He said, in all this did not Job sin with his lips. You know what's happening in the world today, where everybody around, our politicians said we need to have a more moral world. Our world needs to be more moral in its aspect. Well, I want to say, praise God, you can't have morality without conviction. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. I say it again, you cannot have morality without conviction. It takes conviction in the heart of a child of God to show them, praise God, what they need to do so that we can have morality in our lives and our home. That's what turns us around. That's what takes us in a different direction. Without that focus, without the different direction, without the conviction of the Holy God. Amen. Why? Because Job realized his faith was in the Lord. His faith wasn't in those things that he had. The wealth, the prosperity, it wasn't even in his family, praise God. His faith was in the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Amen. He was trusting in the Lord to take care of him. He had conviction, praise God, in his heart. Conviction will bring us through. Conviction will give us a direction, praise God, in the world in which we live. So that we can have more better, which is, it ain't proper grammar, but we can have a more better, pray God's focus, and a morality in the world that we live in. Far better, praise God, when we put our faith and trust the Lord. We do that through conviction, through conviction power of the Lord, realizing that He is God and we're not. If we try to live within ourselves, our self will let you down. Self will deceive you. Self will take you in the wrong direction every time. Amen. We get to follow in the flesh. The flesh don't like the things, a whole lot of the things of God. But praise God, till we commit ourselves to Him through conviction, the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God, and He begins to show us that God's way is a better way, a righteous way, a peaceful way. Amen. Jesus said that His peace He leaves with you, He gives to you. Amen. We have peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have that, if we have a character and we have the compassion and we have the conviction of heart, praise God, then we can have that peace that passes understanding. That's what God wants us to have today, youngins. He wants us to be at peace with ourselves and at peace with our God. I can say today that I belong to Him. Amen. I'm His and He's mine. Amen, praise God. And one day in a little while, praise the Lord, He's going to take us and He's going to scoop us out of here to be with Him where He is. So we see this thing of playing out. We see God and we see how God begins to move. But every time we see God moving and God doing stuff, wanting to do something in our life, praise God, some old fogey will come along and try to sew a monkey wrench into works. Amen. He's here with these old fellas and they're just a ray of sunshine, I tell you what. You know anybody like that? They're just a ray of sunshine. Every time you see them, they got something negative to say. Hello. Praise God, we ought to go around with a song upon our heart, realizing, praise God, no matter how bad it is in this world, one day it's going to get better. The old song, better farther on, praise God. Amen. Just keep looking ahead, praise God. It's going to get better farther on. Amen. Praise God. We can help make it that way by just trusting in the Lord. So we see this man that Job was. We see how God dealt with his heart, how God helped him, how he had faith, how he trusted the Lord to make a difference in his life and in his family. Amen. But then you see we see man's condemnation as they come and they try to reason, try to bring him down further. Now see, these fellows didn't come to encourage him. And say, if they send sin, say, we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you, praise God, that God will help you and bring you out of this. No, they just come down and browbeat him. Amen. They just browbeat him, begin to tell him how sorry Noah County was. Hey, you know, you probably erred, you've sinned, you've done something against God. God blessed you so much, amen, and you just ain't done the right things with it. But the Bible said that Job was a man of faith. He was a man of character. He was a man of compassion. He was a man of conviction. Amen. So, but we see these men, praise God, that come with a condemnation for this man of conviction. And he says this. He said, all these others have let him down. And Job said, hey, listen. He said, people's forsaken me. He said, I thought I had friends and they're not. Amen. Friends will not beat you down all the time. Friends will encourage you and lift you up. Hey, listen to me. If you got a bunch of so-called friends that's all the time putting you down and trying to get you going the wrong direction, they're no friends at all. You need to dump them, get rid of them, and find you some new friends. New friends, praise God, will encourage you. New friends will love you. New friends will point you in the way of Christ Jesus. They'll love Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll love you supremely. Amen, praise God. You're welcome. But he said there was no appreciation. He said, my kinsmen said, everything's destroyed. He said, my kinsmen forsaken me. He said, seems like the troops of the world's against me. He said, kinfolks has failed me. My familiar friends they've forgotten me. Have you ever noticed you get in a bind Amen. You can't, some of your so-called friends, you couldn't find them with a search warrant.
Amen.
Amen. Knew a fellow one time had an old Chevelle, and he'd go out with these old fellers, and they'd go do stupid things and rip around and act foolish and drink and party and all this stuff. And old boy went with them, and they just had a good time. They took his car, and they'd get him to jerk it around and spin it around and burn the tires off. But you know what happened? He got to a place, and he couldn't, the transmission come out of his car. It wouldn't go nowhere, and he couldn't even get one of them good old friends he had, one of them old good old buddies, couldn't even get him to carry him to work. Amen. I know that for a fact. He couldn't find a way to get to his job. His friends had forsaken. Why? Because the supply had run out. There are no friends, praise God. But the friend will stick. The Bible says a friend will stick with you closer than a brother. A friend will be there for you, praise God. He said, so these fellas, praise God, they weren't there. Amen. He says, he got to the point, he said, my bone, verse 20, he said, my bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaping. Now this is where we got the old saying, with the skin of my teeth. That's where we got that saying from Job, chapter 19, verse 20. He said, I have escaped, but he said, praise God, I just barely made it through. Amen. But praise God, he said, that's all right, God was with me. And then he says to his old buddies, he said, have pity upon me, have pity upon me, oh ye my friends. For the hand of God hath touched me. He said, I've had to go through this, praise God, so I could get to the other side. He said, would you have just a little bit of pity on me? I pray for just a little bit of compassion on me, because I've had to go through this. Hey, listen, you may not know, but you may have to go through it too. You know, it's easy to condemn people when they're going through a hardship. Wonder what they did. Amen. Praise God, they may have just been trying to live right, and the devil didn't like it. That's what happened to Job, praise God. He was a man that's just perfect in the eyes and sight of God, and the devil didn't like it. Amen. Praise God. So he had to endure something. But we see, he goes on and he said, why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? He said, don't you see that God's already dealt with me? He said, if they sin in my life, there's something wrong in me, praise God. God Almighty's a dealing with it. God Almighty's a shun. I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to trust the Lord, praise God, and he'll bring me out of this. He said, why are you a persecutor? Why are you a putting me down? Amen. Praise God. So we see Job's consolation in verse 25. Amen. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and his consolation with. You know what our consolation should be today? For I know. Amen. Amen. If we know, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. Hey, praise God, we know it all. That's when it's all said and done, that's all that matters. That we know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. Praise God. He said, for I know. That was his consolation. That was the consolation of Job. Praise God. He said, I know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you glad? Hey, are you glad that you know this morning? Amen. If I was to ask you, could you raise your hand and say, praise God, I know that I'm saved. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that he saved me. I know that I belong to God. I know the Lord's going to take me and he's going to keep me. He's going to lead God, direct me. He's going to show me the way. And one day, praise God, Brother Charles, he's going to take me to glory. Amen. One day, praise God, I'm going to graduate out of here. I know, praise the Lord. I want to say the authority of the Word of God and faith in Him, praise the Lord, that one of these days I'm going home. I know, praise the Lord. I know Him in the free pardon of sin. I know He's forgave me because I sincerely ask Him from my heart. I realize I'm an old sinner in need of a Savior. I realize I fail Him every day. But I praise God, I'm glad He's that ever-present help to show me the right way. Amen. The Jesus way. Praise God. So we see Job's consolation in his knowing. Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing the power of God, knowing the God of the God of heaven and a promise that he has made unto him. So we see Job's consolation, and we see in his consolation his salvation. Now, I want to say this morning that that's a personal thing, Brother Bill. Amen. Salvation is a personal thing. It's not a church thing. It's not a group thing. It's a personal thing. There is a personal salvation, knowing Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The useful preacher, he came to save everybody. Some come seek to save the lost, praise God, whosoever will. But praise God, part of that that law, part of that whosoever will was you and me. Amen. Amen. It was a personal thing on Wednesday 1976 when Jesus came to the pew where I was, showed me I was an old sinner, lost and determined for hell. And the Holy Ghost, God dealt with my heart. showed me I was a sinner, and I asked God to forgive me and save me, and He did. Praise God. That made the difference, that salvation of the Lord, a personal salvation. Amen. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." The one, he said, "I know the one that redeemed me. I want to know the one that paid the price for it." You know, you say, "Well, Pastor, who paid the price for it?" Jesus paid the price of redemption. Jesus bought you. Now listen to me. Jesus bought you off the auction block of sin. The world was throwed you out there. The world give you up. Amen. They said, "You're guilty. You're guilty of sin. Going once, going twice." Amen. Praise God. And Jesus stepped up from the portals of glory. And He said, "Praise God, I'll take them." Praise God. He paid the price on Calvary. He shed His blood for you and me, that He redeemed you off the auction block of sin. Praise His holy name. Thank God for salvation. Amen. Praise God, He did it for me. "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." I'm talking about a Redeemer. The Redeemer liveth this morning, praise God. He lives, praise God. I know He lives because He lives within my heart. I hope He lives in your heart this morning because He's the only one that make a difference. Amen. Everybody, hey, about everybody has a head knowledge. But today we need a heart knowledge. Amen. So He had a personal salvation, praise God. It was personal to Him. He said, "For I know," praise God, He had that belief, that my Redeemer liveth. Praise God. And He also didn't only have a salvation, it was personal, He had a surety in the Lord. He goes on in verse 25 and said that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Now He had that assurity, praise God, that Jesus Christ was real and that He was alive. Amen. He's not some dead thing. I'm worse. He's not some Buddha or some Muhammad, somebody that's a dead and rotten and gone. Amen. He said, "I'm serving a Savior, a God that's alive." He said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." Praise God. And He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, "Hey, I know my Redeemer." He had an assurity of salvation, an assurance of salvation. Praise His holy name. Aren't you glad there's an assurance of salvation? Ain't you glad this morning that you can know, that you know, that you know that Jesus Christ, Lord, died for your sins and rose victorious over death and the grave, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven to make intercession for you and I? I wonder why we don't talk to Him more. Hello? Why don't we talk to Him more, praise God, because He's there to intercede for us. You say, "What does that mean? He's there to help you." He's there to help me, praise God. He's our Redeemer. Amen. My Redeemer. He's your Redeemer. He's there to help us, to show us the right way. Amen. We just need to get His way. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, get in somebody's way, praise God, it tends to make a difference. We went and watched Mia play ball the other day. And as they run those bases, amen, you go from one base to another. It's a straight line. But now if they hit that ball to the right place and that person can get that ball and they can get that line of your travel, then you ain't got nowhere to go. Amen. They've done cut you off. I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven, amen, that is the way, the truth, and the life. And praise God, He knows where we're at, and He knows how to help us, praise God. He knows how to keep us on the straight path, on the right path, going in the right direction, even for His glory. He's that assurance that we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior, because we know that He'll stand one day, and He'll stand in the way, because He is the way. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad there's somebody, praise God, that'll stand in your way? When you start to defer from the path, praise God, He'll get you and pull you unto Himself and show you, say, "Hey, no, this is the way right here." That right there will destroy you. It'll take you down the wrong path. He said, "This is the path. It's a narrow path. It's a straight path. It leads to righteousness for my name's sake. And I'll help you." Well, glory. He said, "I'll help you walk in it." Amen. Not to defer from the path. There's too many of our folks that's deferring from the path. Amen. Going in a different direction. I won't say, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh the Father but by me." Amen. We got these people, these shenanigans today, saying, "Well, there's so many different ways to get to heaven." Amen. My Bible tells me there's one way. From Genesis to Revelation, praise God, that way is the Lord Jesus Christ and Him only. Amen. We put our faith and trust in Him. Praise God. He'll take care of us because He promised that He would. So we see the salvation of Job, personal. We see the surety of Job, the assurance that he has. Praise God. We know when he says it in the Word, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." He's answering a question that was asked in Job chapter 14. In Job chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible says, "If a man die, shall he live again?" It is a question mark. He said, "If a man die, shall he live again?" And Job says, he said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I shall stand at the, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." Verse 26, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the surety that he has in the Lord. Amen. There was a confidence there that Job had, the same confidence we ought to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, no matter what happens in this world, praise God, one day we will see the Lord. When we put our faith and trust in Him. So we have a salvation, we have an assurity, and we have a search, praise God. Search in the inward part. Verse 27, he said, "Whom I shall see for myself." Amen. He's looking at the inward part, praise God. He said, hey, listen, the part, here it is, personal again. He said, yet in my flesh I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold. Praise God. He was looking at the inward part, that which turns to an outwards means, praise the Lord, that God Almighty, praise God, makes possible for old Job. Amen. He said, my eyes shall behold and not another. He said, ain't somebody's going to tell me about it. Amen. Listen, hey, my Christian faith, praise God. Hey, I don't have to have somebody tell. Now, I like people to testify. I like people to get in and brag on the Lord. But hey, you don't have to tell me about my Savior, praise God. I know Him personally. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I searched for Him and I found Him, praise God. He said, who I shall see for myself and mine eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Amen. Now, his reins, he's talking about that seat of the affections and passions and emotions, praise God, that we have in this world, and we're all full of those. Amen. Oh, we're going in, sometimes it seems like we're going in 14 different directions at a time. Our passions and our emotions, praise God, and the things that stir us in this world, taking us in so many directions. But praise God, when we trust in the Lord and we searching for Him, praise God, the inward part is filled up, praise God, and so the outward part starts going in the right direction. Amen. God gives us a focus because we know that our Redeemer liveth, praise God. Our Redeemer is alive, praise God. So in our search, we start searching. We search self. Amen. The only one I can search is me. Amen. I can't search you, and I can see your fruit. Amen. What you believe and what you do with it. But praise God, the only search that I can do is of myself. He asked the question in verse 28. He said, but you should say, why persecute we Him? Now he's talking to these fellows. He said, this is what you should say, why persecute we Him? Seeing the root of the matter is found in me. He said, you fellas is trying to search me. Sometimes we do that, don't we? We try to look at everybody else's faults, everybody else's shortcomings and their failures, why they don't do what they should do, and we don't look at ourselves to see why we are where we're at. Amen? We need to look at ourselves to see where we're at, praise God, before we try to help somebody else get where they need to be. You can't help nobody till you get yourself straight. Amen. Praise God. A self-search. Amen. He said, why persecute we Him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? We need to check out ourselves. We need to, praise God, search ourselves to see where we are this morning. And he said to draw nigh to the Lord so that He can draw nigh to you. So we get that help and that hope from God Almighty, praise God. The hope and help that makes a difference for you and me and everybody around us this morning. That they might see Christ in us. What? The hope of glory. The hope of heaven. Amen. That they might be filled up, praise God, and see what Christ can do in us. You say, why would He do that? Praise God. Because the end, Job tells us the end result, praise God, is because the Redeemer liveth. because the Redeemer is alive. Praise His holy name. And Moses, Job is excited about it, and he wants everybody to know about it. He's wanting to tell it everywhere he goes. He said, I don't want this to stop here. He said, I want it to go out so everybody can see it, and that there is a God. My faith's in Him. I'm trusting the Lord. He's going to lead me. He's going to guide me. He's going to show me the way. And one of these days in a little while, He's going to carry me across and help me get to the other side. Amen. So he was pretty passionate about it. Amen. Praise God. Brother Chris, he said this. He says in verse 23, he said, oh, that my words were now written! Exclamation mark. He said, I wish somebody could pin down what I got to say, because in faith I trust the Lord. He said, I wish somebody would write it down. He said, oh, that they were printed in a book. Imagine that. We got the book of Job. Amen. God seen fit to hear the plea of Job and wrote it down, pinned it down. Amen. In the book of Job. He said, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in a rock forever. Job said, hey, listen, what I've got to say here in faith in the Lord, praise God, I wish we could write it down. I wish we could put it in a book. I wish it was etched in stone, praise God. He said, hey, listen, you could, glory, hell, so you could tear the pages out of a book and throw them away. He said, but praise God, you etch it in a stone, it'll be there for generations for folks to see. And he says, praise God, I want the folks to be able to see it. He said, I want it etched in stone. And praise God, I want you, hey, and when you get it etched in stone, fill it full of lead, praise God, so it'll shine and it'll stick out, so it can be polished up, so people can see how good the Lord is. Job was excited about what he had, because he knew that his Redeemer liveth, that his Redeemer was alive. Amen. What does that mean to me and you today? What does it mean to you? Praise God, He's still alive. Amen. He liveth. He's alive, praise God. He lives forevermore. And He lives to help us, to show us, to guide us, to give us the peace and the hope and the happiness that we need, that we just follow Him, praise God. He said, I know your burden's heavy. He said, but mine's light. He said, hey, take my cross upon you and learn of me, praise God. And I'll take you and I'll show you the goodness of my God, my Father. And one day in a little while, I'll say, come away, my beloved. Come away. And I'll take you unto myself. And there we'll rejoice together. Job said, I want everybody to see that there's a God of heaven, and He loves us this morning. He's there to help us, and He's there to love us, and He's there to show us, praise God, the goodness of God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, God searched, praise God. He began to realize, praise God, the end result was faith in God Almighty, His faith in a redeeming, that the Redeemer liveth, that the Redeemer was alive. Amen. Praise God. I talked to a fellow this week and tried to encourage him in the Lord and try to explain to him the things of God. And he said, well, I just don't believe that. I said, sir, I said, you got to believe Jesus lived. And he, history teaches. If you don't believe the Bible, believe history. History teaches there was a man named Jesus, and he was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. That don't happen. Amen. Virgins don't get pregnant. Virgins, praise God, they don't conceive and bear children without any father to be with them. Amen. But she conceived of the Holy Ghost of God and brought forth a son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. He grew up, praise God. He became the Jesus Christ that would walk this earth, and then He died for our sins upon the cross of Calvary, shed His blood. He didn't. He said, I don't believe that. I said, you don't believe the Bible? I said, you don't believe history? I said, what do you believe? And he just got real quiet. Amen. God, pray for him. God save him. He's on his last rose. If God don't touch his heart, he's going to die lost without God and end up in hell for eternity. Amen. Help him, God, that God would finger around his heart. With that love that he has, the end result, praise God, is realize that our Redeemer liveth. Our Redeemer lives, praise God. He's there to seek and to save those that are lost. You know, just in a thought, in a moment of time, God would save that fellow. He would just ask him to forgive him his sins. Amen. just believe that Jesus is, and He came, He died for our sins, and we just ask Him to forgive us our sins. Put our faith in Him, to believe on Him that He might be saved. To believe on Him that you might be saved. See, we're not promised tomorrow. We may go out of here before He does. Amen. And that's why we need to be saved, praise God. We need to realize that our Redeemer liveth and He ever liveth to make intercession for you and I. He was our interceder. Amen. He's that one that goes before. A mediator of one, praise God, between us and God the Father. That brings us back into a right relationship. See, because sin, we've lost a relationship. Have you ever noticed how sin, we can lose a lot of relationships in this world because of sin, can't we? The old devil will take us down the wrong avenue, down the wrong road. And he always takes you down the long road, and he always keeps you longer than you want to stay. Because you get down our ways, you realize, you know, this ain't as good as I thought it was going to be. But have you ever noticed, old devil, he never shows you the way back home. He never brings you back into that good place where God would have you to be. Amen. You have to find it for yourself, and you find it in Lord Jesus Christ through the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God turns you around. He redirects you, praise God, and He brings you to a place where you can bow your head and say, Lord, just forgive me an old sinner. Help me, God, to seek my direction from you. And God begins to manifest Himself in you and to you. And you begin to find that deep, settled peace down in your heart. Amen. You begin to build those relationships back. Amen. For the glory of God. What a blessing that is today. I'm glad that our Redeemer liveth. Amen.